The Volume.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. Tons of reasons why I love betting the NFL on FanDuel Sportsbook. It's America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, it's fast, safe, and secure, and it has fast payouts as quick as 2 hours. There's also so many bet types, including same-game parlay bets, live betting, player props, and futures. FanDuel is making it easy for everyone to bet this season, with a bunch of promotions that they'll be sharing all season long on our podcast. If you've been listening along, you've heard a lot of those. There's risk-free bets and same-game parlay bets, enhanced odds markets, and more. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now and sign up with promo code JANJ so they know we sent you. That's J&J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. See full terms and conditions at sportsbook.fanduel.com.
Just start fucking saying, welcome to Jenkins and Jones.
Hey, dude, add that. Keep that in there. That's the intro. Let's go.
Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It's Monday, January 17th, and we've got a bunch of shit to talk about today, including a future Academy Award winner for Best Picture, The Velocipaster. I'm excited to preview this movie. As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by my good friends, LeJethro Jenkins, a.k.a. John.
What's up, Bubbas?
Dragonfly Jones, a.k.a. Tyler.
Hey, everybody. Have a good.
I'm Gardy B, a.k.a. Mike, and John and I can attest the sweetest 6 words in the English language are a text from Tyler that read, "The meat is in the air.
The meats are coming." Bro, oh, when I saw that fucking FedEx package outside of my shit, that's the real Christmas for old niggas. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what I said to Shar. That's exactly so.
I told Rhonda that. I said, this feels like the actual Christmas.
You know what I mean? It's, you know, bicoastal friendship, as you learn, this is like a grown up problem. It's like an interesting challenge of being friends on the internet and in a group chat. But the way that Tyler reaches out and touches people, the way he shows love is by cooking. And, you know, once a year, twice a year, He'll just let us know that there's a little package coming our way.
Spicy shaboing boings are in the mail. We got the motherfucking lamb chops, you know.
Shout out to Summer. We appreciate you. You know what I mean? You a real one.
It's been kind of a New Year tradition for me to, you know, start the year off grilling out for the homies and shit. So, you know, I threw some motherfucking pork shoulder, of course, some goddamn
of course.
Sausages, of course. Some tenderloins, some wings, and the motherfucking lamb chops with the baby triceratops rub, you know, from the dinosaur cook-off that we had, you know, so had to get those out to my boys.
Rather looked at me when I pulled the motherfuckers out like, that shit smells so good.
I mean, like, dog, like.
She has never eaten red meat in her entire life. You know what I mean? She said, that would destroy my body. And she wanted to taste the shit. You know what I mean? Like, bro, I'm eating that motherfucker like I text y'all. I was eating that motherfucker dick hard as hell. Hell excited, bro. I was horny eating these fucking lamb chops. You know what I'm saying? Incredible. Every single piece of meat that came out that shit, I don't care how sus this sounds, was so soft and delicious.
The meats were so delicious.
I love the meats.
Bro, it was, man, Tyler, you really special. I was thinking the whole time, like, damn, they really set me up. I just learned how to barbecue last year, and they had me trying to talk about barbecue with this motherfucker here on the podcast. They threw me to the wolves, nigga. This shit is a professional with a capital P around this motherfucker. That shit was perfect. That is literally like, I think only my dad makes barbecue even close to that. You know what I mean? How like, so, bro, you sent that through a box in the mail. I put it in the microwave, and that shit still melted in my motherfucking mouth.
I could taste the smoke on it through FedEx, bro. Nigga, how does that shit make sense?
How the fuck type of shit?
I inhaled the two spicy shaboing boings yesterday.
Bro, on the way out.
It was like a lung dart. Like a cartoon character eating corn on the cob, bro.
Unreal. Only thing left is a little bit of that the pork shoulder. I kill all that shit in one sitting, bro.
I saved
the wings, and then
we're sitting around watching football today. I saved it. Vinny and I are gonna go crazy. I'm excited. But anyway, thank you, Tyler.
For sure, man.
No vegetables or nothing, bro. Just straight meat. Just straight That's all meat. I had for dinner, bro. Yeah.
Caveman died. That Joe
like
Rogan
we were supposed to eat. You know what I mean?
I also wanted to say the reason John thanks Summer is because Tyler's wife does not let him make the baby triceratops rub for other people because that is their special thing, and we really appreciate her sharing you with us.
I grill out all the time. I grill out all the time for Summer's family, right? And one time I grilled some lamb, and she was like, oh my god, this is delicious. She was like, I don't want you sharing this with my family. She's like, I just want you to do this for me, you know what I'm saying? And I get it, right? Like she's like, you know, I don't want you loving on my family the way you love on me. And I get that. I respect that. So, you know, I got her permission to share it with y'all. She thinks very highly of y'all, as you can see.
Can we read the text? Because y'all,
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead and read it, Tyler. I am really a fan of y'all. Like, I'm like, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z be damned. This is my king and queen right here.
We stand. We stand. Right, we stand.
I'm like, yo, this is love. This is, you know, this is marriage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me pull that shit up.
You screen capped it and sent it to the group chat. That shit was, I'm like, I'm reading this shit cheesing.
Look at them. Look at them being them.
You know?
All right, so this was Tuesday, December 21st, 12:09 p.m. I sent this to her while she was at work. I said, good morning. After careful consideration and much thought, I have decided to share the lamb that I exclusively cook for you with Mike and John. I kindly ask that you respect my family's privacy at this time. Thank you. All right. And then she responds, baby, please don't do this to us. Please. No. Stop. Don't. And I texted back, we'll get through this. It will only make us stronger. She texted, do you feel an ounce of guilt? And I texted, I think I'm supposed to say yes here. So, yes. We have fun, man. We like each other, bro.
I can like tell. I can tell. And it's so beautiful. I love that for you, my G. I
appreciate
love
it, bro.
It's a special certainty and comfort you get in life when you marry the right person. I just say that.
For sure.
It's just a different experience. And I would add, by the way, that Jackson could have had, I would have shared some of this with him, but he did not want to bake me a sourdough bread. So he's missing out on the pork shoulder.
Hold the phone. I said maybe.
Hold the phone.
You said
maybe.
Maybe
ain't enough.
Maybe's
a no.
Maybe. Come on.
In 2022, maybe's a no.
Jackson?
We know what a maybe is.
Well, the meat will be gone, bro. So yeah, next time. All right, for sure. okay, let's talk about the news just broke right before we started recording. KD left last night's game with what looked like a knee injury, and unfortunately, the news confirmed today a sprained MCL, out 4 to 6 weeks. Fuck. I don't know what else to say about it, but fuck.
They still ain't turned the injuries off yet, nigga? Like, dog. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, I feel like Kyrie just coming back, and with the Lakers not being, with Lakers stinking it up, basically. They stink, you know what I mean? I become like a Nets and a Grizzlies fan. I love watching them play, you know what I mean? And I was hoping the Nets have a chance to win the chip, and I think they still will, but it won't be fun. And they just came off a great win, whooping the fucking, the Bulls, who are at the top of the fucking pack right now in the East by like 40, you know what I'm saying? And then this happened, so it sucks, like you were saying, Tyler. You know, I don't know what your boy Steve Nash is going to do without KD, because, you know, he can't coach himself out of a fucking paper bag, my boy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, get a ball to KD and let KD do KD things. What are you going to do now that KD can't play, you know?
Yeah. It's, you know, shit, just last week, you know, this was a contact injury. Someone fell on KD's shit. But just last week, you know, a reporter brought up to KD, like, yo, you're playing a lot of minutes. Are you okay with that? And, of course, KD's a fucking hooper. Of course, he's going to say, I love that shit. I would play 48 minutes if I could.
But I want to die out there. I think that's exactly what he said, which is
great. Yeah. So it's like, you know, a good coach knows how to win the minutes without his star players and Steve Nash is like, what if there are no minutes without my star player, right? Like, that's how he kind of approaches the shit. So, you know, we'll see. I hope when he comes back from this, you know, Nash is a little lighter on the fucking pedal with the minutes with KD.
The human brain is endlessly adaptable, and as such, it can form itself into any circumstances you need. If you grow up and someone just hands you a crutch when you're 2 years old, your brain will just learn to walk with a crutch. And Steve Nash is like a two-year-old that is, instead of learning to operate without the security blanket, is like, what if I made the entire world out of my security blanket?
He's Linus. He's carrying that motherfucker to bed with him. You know what I mean? Like all through the day, him and KD holding hands. He needs KD everywhere now. So what do you do without KD?
What if I turn the security blanket into a three-piece suit and wear it to work? Like,
Jesus Christ.
All right, let's talk about the latest round of All-Star voting is out. We could go through front court and guards, 1 through 10 we have for the East and West, but I'll start with the starters right now in the West would be Steph, Ja, Bron, Andrew Wiggins, and Jokic. In the East, it would be Trey, DeMar, KD, Giannis, and Embiid. First of all, the picture of Wiggins that ESPN picked was the fucking funniest shit ever.
That was the most, hey, man, I'm just happy to be here, dog.
Right.
I don't know how
really?
I got here either. Right. Right. I'm not going to be the boring guy who takes the All-Star game too serious. Of course, you know, the fans vote for the starters and give the fans what they want. But do any fans besides Golden State fans really want Wiggins in that starting lineup? You know?
I mean, he's had a great fucking season. I think it's interesting that he is getting the type of love that he, I don't want to say deserves to be a starter, but is getting this level of love. I thought, you know, people wouldn't vote for him in the way they have. So
yeah.
I was wondering if he'd even make it. You know what I'm saying? So,
but look at who's behind him in the voting in the front court and tell me who anyone would put over him. Paul George, fair, but hurt. Yeah. Anthony Davis is at 5. In the front court, which tells you a lot about what the front court looks like in the fucking West right now. Draymond is number 6 and Melo's number 7. Cat is number 8, which is tough. Yeah. I mean, he should be much higher than that, but he's probably the person you'd really look at. But it's just, as we discussed, Bron goes West, everyone else goes East, bro.
Yeah. They got 2 fucking point guards in the starting lineup with John Steph. I'd probably go Levine, you know what I'm saying, for a Wiggins spot there. And, you know, put another wing out there. But, you know, like I said,
Levine's
I really don't
East.
Give a
Levine's
shit. It's
the
All-Star
East
game.
Levine's in the East now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. What the fuck am I talking about? So, yeah.
You talk about it some Sunday morning shit is what you
talking
about.
Yeah, 8:30. Yeah.
But I think what's interesting, like people talking about like Jokic is hated and all this shit. Jokic is like fifth in all-star voting or disrespected.
Yeah.
He's fifth in all-star voting behind Bron, who I think is fourth. You know what I mean? Like something like that, which is – that's – is this the first year?
Steph and Bron are 1-2.
That's 1-2 in the West. I'm talking about
– No. Overall total votes, looking at the raw vote count, it's Steph with 4.4 million. Bron has 4.3 million. KD has 4 million flat. And then Jokic after that. Jokic is fourth.
Oh, maybe I'm looking – because I saw Giannis and KD had more votes than Bron. Giannis, KD, and Steph in the one that I looked at. But anyway, Jokic is not disrespected, bro. Everybody knows this motherfucker can ball. You know, I don't know why people are saying shit like that, bro. People fuck with Jokic.
You know what I'm always impressed by when you get to the All-Star voting? Because when I remember when I was young and I was first sort of understanding what the concept of fan voting was, I kind of thought it was stupid because I was like, well, who would bother voting for Michael Jordan? Like, I'm a Michael Jordan fan, but it's like, well, obviously Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? It's just like someone else is going to do that. I don't need to do it. And still 4 million people or 1 million people four times or one person 4 million times took the time out to say, I want to make sure people know that LeBron James and Steph Curry are good basketball players.
I think you just vote by position, right? So you like, I mean, when you go to, I think, to the website, I know there's Twitter voting and stuff like that, but – you just, I mean, I'm not looking at that position to put anybody over Bron or Steph, you know what I mean, in the voting. So, I mean, it kind of makes sense.
All right. That's the all-star voting.
I love seeing Ja on there, though. I love Ja on there. I love seeing him getting the love that he deserves. For sure. People saying he's the best point guard in the league at this very moment. Hey, I'm not here to argue that.
I mean, Ja, with Steph slumping like he is, you know, I wouldn't argue that. Of course, he's not the best point guard in the league, period.
But we ain't saying that. At the moment, you know what I'm saying? Who's doing what Ja's doing from that fucking position? Nobody.
Our guy, Nate Jones, made the comment that Ja is a couple hundred thousand votes ahead of Luka. We discussed on the show, you know, I think we all know that because of Luka's hue, the NBA would love for him to, you know, be one of the top players, which obviously he's an incredible player. But I thought that was interesting because Ja, you certainly, I don't feel like, has had the same kind of marketing push behind him until I think the last couple of weeks. It's been very obvious that it's like people love this dude. You need to find a way to get him out in front of everything.
I think it might be Luka fatigue. Because remember every fucking thing for like the last few years, Luka, because the numbers were so good. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, bro, you know what I'm saying? Now we get to the point where he hasn't won in the playoffs. We start thinking it's very early.
He's coming back fat and surly at the beginning of the season.
Me? He's talking that shit like, who the fuck are you? Which I actually love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because who the fuck is, you know, was it Franz Wagner or whatever? But I think it may be a little bit of Luka fatigue, but also I really just think it's just Ja is that fucking nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's I think it's for sure some Luka fatigue because the last two preseasons he was the MVP favorite and he hasn't been in either of these races. You know what I mean?
None.
So it's for sure some Luka fatigue.
We've all had bad days at work. Happens to the best of us. Some of us have had a bad month, a bad 6 months. In Russell Westbrook's case, a bad, you know, 3-4 months. At least we did not have Magic Johnson tweeting about us when we had a bad fucking day at work. Magic tweeted last night after the Lakers lost to the Nuggets. After being blown out by the Nuggets, 133-96, we as at Lakers fans can accept being outplayed, but we deserve more than a lack of effort and no sense of urgency. Owner Jeannie Buss, you deserve better.
Dog, something needs to be done, Bubba. That was a shot at Rob. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. You don't bring the owner up, you know what I'm saying, to say you deserve better when you're talking about players. You bring the owner up and say you deserve better when you're talking about, you know, the suits in that front office, bro. He was shooting at Rob on that shit. I promise you, man.
I mean, they did put a bad product together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Rob did. You know what I mean? I think Bron was probably pushing for Westbrook on some, let's get the homie on the team. If I'm keeping it a stack, I hate to say that, but that's probably GM Bron's fault. But regardless, you know what I'm saying? You know, Rob had to sign that shit off. So, mm-hmm. I think
that's some classic like R&B Dirty Mac in that magic. There's like, he's like, girl, I just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? Like, that's some Mario shit.
That's right? Some Joe shit.
Right? Some Mario let me love you shit, bro.
Let me love you. What a fuck, yeah. Nigga.
Out there with braids dancing and fucking all shoulders talking about let me love you. Bitch, let me slap the fire out your weak ass, bitch. I wish a nigga pull up like that, nigga. Can't wait to beat your ass in these streets, bitch ass nigga. Sheesh. Let me love. We really let these things get, you know what I'm saying? There was so much dirty macking going on back then.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That was almost.
It's not a back then. At least there weren't DMs back then, bro.
Right. That was almost the craze, though. Like, you know, we wanted the Dirty Mackin song. You know what I mean? It seemed like R&B was living off of Dirty Mackin. You know what I mean?
Look, Dirty Mackin and apologizing when you fucked up. Like, that was every R&B song in the 90s, bro.
Donnell Jones made a living off of that shit. Like, yeah. You know, like, off of apologizing shit. But that Dirty Mackin shit, like, damn, we really.
But that was R&B in the 90s, and his Instagram in the 2020s. We all know women that are good looking or professionally good looking on Instagram, and if they post something about anything went wrong. All someone has to do is say, you know, like dinner was cold today or something, right. And they could throw up screenshots of 1,000 people being like, I would never let the dinner get cold.
Right, nigga. Nigga, take a picture in a motherfucking, you know what I mean? Hell no, dude. That's yeah. But I mean, I just
think that's wild back then how we that shit was cool. You know what I mean? And, I don't know. It's, now it's fucked up.
Competitive markets are competitive markets, bro. Shit is what it is.
Hey, have y'all ever been Dirty Mac?
Not successfully, I don't think.
You know, right.
I have had, you know, girls I'm dealing with come back to me and tell me motherfuckers was hating, but never, no one ever like snatched my chick from me. No, yeah. I would fuck up my own good thing. Thank you very much. I don't need your help here.
I was too good at that. I told you I've been really good at ruining shit my entire life. I didn't need a nigga too. But
Tyler's waving off the screen, calling for the ISO.
Let me get this with my commitment issues. Bro. I don't need
catch
your help
on the
here.
Rebound. You know what I mean?
Mouse in the house.
No, but yeah, like it's been attempted, but it hasn't been. You know, I guess it, like you said, like you don't know if it was successful or not, but
many have tried at this address. None have succeeded. Shar and I have been together since we were 18. I was with someone who is both better looking and more intelligent than me, who, you know, I mean, obviously people tried, but
I think the so fact that she's intelligent was like, I know you a fuck nigga for this shit too. You know what I mean? Like, you can't look at somebody Dirty Mac and actually think they solid. I think the, you know what I mean?
It's a couple, yeah. Anyway, we don't need to get into all that on the podcast.
Right.
But it's a couple.
Mike's going to get mad. He about to turn red on this motherfucker.
It's like, I still want to beat that ass. I still want to put these Italian paws on that nigga.
Them shoulders starting to twitching and shit.
So so going back to Magic's tweet.
Italian paws. These Italian paws.
Going back to Magic's tweet, it is so. Tyler said he thinks it's a criticism of Pelinka. I thought it might have been a criticism of Braun based on what John said, and I did see that Braun did not come out for a post game comment last night after this tweet went out. Russ did, and I, you know, is kind of getting fed to the wolves over his comment. I don't know what you could say to that and not get fed to the wolves, but his comment was, Magic Johnson, possibly the greatest Laker ever, one of the greatest basketball players in history, said Magic Johnson is, quote, entitled to his opinion.
You know, that's the nicest thing Russ could say. Because, you know, Russ would have told somebody else to shut the fuck up. Like, if that was like, if that was Kurt Rambis talking at records, Russ would have let that shit fly. You know Russ is trying to be as respectful as he can because it's Magic.
I'm going to be honest with you, though. Russ can't let it fly like he used to.
He can't.
You know what I mean? In this situation where he's in and, like, what we looking at, the product that we see on the court, If Kurt Rambis would have said it, Russ might have had to say it that way too, because you can't really talk too much shit when, you know, the product that we seeing is, you know, that we paying what, 44, 42 million for, is looking the way it is. I mean, he's been not as many turnovers as of late, which is good.
He's making more money than Bron.
You said what?
He's making more money than Bron.
More money than Bron. You know what I mean?
His other comment was that Magic's not around the team on a daily basis to see what's really going on. I hate when people say this. I hate it in high school. I hate it in college. I hate it in the pros. It's about the games.
Right.
It's not about what anyway. We do see the games.
We see y'all being trash for the on the world stage. So what the fuck we need to see the behind the scenes shit for?
Also, my dog.
I don't need a documentary about what happened in the lead up to the Nuggets blowout.
Wait, what do you think's happening in the nuts? In the
nuts, Jesus. In the nuts.
Golly, it's early. What do you think's happening in the fucking Nets? You know what I'm saying? Locker room with fucking Kyrie and all that shit. And they still finding ways to make... Bro, it's happening everywhere. That, you know what? I don't... You know what's going on in the locker room? It's a bunch of grown men in the locker room that think differently. There's going to be shit going on, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you know, you're not good enough to play and win games against other people. That's all it is, bro. Y'all are not good, G. You know I mean? Dude, and in fact, I think the Nuggets, all they have is Jokic. You feel what I'm saying? Like, and they, boy, they beat him by like 30 points. Blew their ass out. They couldn't stop shit. It's bro, nigga, like there's no reason to get whooped by a team that's what the fifth team in the fucking West right now. We're seventh.
Down by 30 after three quarters.
Down by 30 to the fifth team in the, come on, G. And this was the third straight loss, is it not?
NBA All-Timer is not the only ones checking in with feedback for Russ. TikTok user Birdwooday also screen recorded a freestyle that he left in Russ's Instagram DMs. Let's take a listen.
You know, Russ, I'm not too big of a fan of the rapper Tiger, but I loved his verse on Loyal. He was like, at 500, Bron at center. Lakers can't win because they ain't got no defenders, no defense. Sad, y'all can't fucking win a game. We got you, but man, I really wanted Dame. LBJ, he in the post with it. 35 points, doing the most with it. Okay, let's talk about these shots and why you taking them. All these bricks, man, you can fucking build a stakes with them. What's up with your shot, man? They all backboard, so bold, yeah, can't switch no net. You selling for a check? You ain't too good when you shoot that ball. I prefer you didn't shoot at all. No, come on, Russ, show me some. 2 for 12 ain't nothing. If Ron was open for a corner three, I bet a dollar that you throw it to the nosebleeds. Come on, Russ, show me some. 2 for 12 ain't nothing. We just spent our bread on ya. And it's all for nothing. Like, all I'm asking is for you to just play better, dog. Like, come on, son. Please, like, this shit ain't cool, man. Just please play better.
That was a catchy little ditty. I ain't gonna lie to
hey,
you.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro. He had that pleading part at the end, too. You know what I mean? Hey, put that motherfucker on Apple. I'll play it. That shit, bro. Too funny, though.
Yeah. Hard time for the Russ stand.
And all facts. Right, all facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, 2 for 12 ain't nothing. We've seen the stat line. There's been some 2 for 12s on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
When it's been more like than one.
When your fucking stat line looks like a pizza deal, you know you're out
there. Little Caesars, too. Right? You ain't even getting Pizza Hut, nigga. This is a Little Caesars pizza deal, nigga. 2 for 12. God. You know what I'm saying? What's wild to me, though, is like if somebody, I would rather just be called a dickhead. You know what I'm saying? Just call me. You make the song, it's meaner, but it's not disrespectful and it's funny. Dog, that's harder to deal with to me. You know what I mean? Because nobody's going to be like, yeah, he's wrong for saying a dickhead. Now, I'm over here laughing at your ass, you know, being called a bum rather than like siding with you. Bro, I feel bad for Westbrook, dog. How do you deal with that? You know what I'm saying? What do you do at this point?
It's a special torture to have what he's going through in his career right now happen on one of two things. For a team like the Lakers that has a gajillion fans that are creative enough to screen record their DM freestyles to you about how trash
that
you
went
are.
That he went kind of crazy on.
Or to be on a team with Bron where all of basketball media and all basketball fans are paying attention to you because you're automatically part of the storyline. He is doing both of those things at once that is falling apart for him on the biggest stage in both ways. Like, it's just, you can see it wearing on him. It sucks. I hate it.
At the crib. Like, bro, I would hit the man like, just call me a dickhead, bro. Just be mean to me, like, outright. Don't write a song about me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man sat down with a pen and a pad. Right. And caught the beat.
And rolled that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, he rolled the hell out of that beat, Jim. I'm like, Russ over here forget that he get clowned and bobbing his head. Like, this kind of go crazy. And then, oh, shit. You know what I mean?
It is the most Laker fan shit ever. I'll say that. You know what I mean? In New York, someone calls in to talk radio. Or Philly, someone calls in to talk radio to yell about you. In L.A., someone's going to find a way to try and self-promote off talking shit about you, and you know, more power to him. That's very creative to record the DM.
Magic lied a bit too, saying that, you know, we okay with losing. You know what I'm saying? Like, Lakers ain't okay.
Effort or no losing.
Yeah, right. Even if they tried their hardest and got their ass whooped, nobody gives a fuck that, you know, Lakers want wins, you know what I mean? And this ain't the place to be having a season like he's having right now. And it's the fact that it's at the crib. You know what I mean? And this is like, you know, locals that's saying shit to him. You know what I mean? Like,
attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back. And joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NFL playoffs are here. To celebrate, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving all customers up to a $100 bonus on same-game parlays. Just place a same-game parlay on tonight's Arizona-Los Angeles game and get a bonus whether you win or lose. The more you bet, the more you'll get. Rams-Cardinals, NFC West rematch here in the playoffs. I think that the Rams are going to win. I think the Cardinals have been fading. I like Sean McVay a lot more than I like Cliff Kingsbury. So I'm going to go with the Rams. Money line, I'm going to go with the Rams overs on their passing yardage, and I'll take the over on points because I think the Rams are going to run it up. But same-game parlays are not the only reason I love betting with FanDuel Sportsbook. And just as a reminder, they just went live in New York. They've got payouts in as little as 2 hours. It's easy to use. They're safe and secure. And they've got great offers for new and existing customers. Log on to FanDuel Sportsbook to unlock your same-game parlay bonus today. Plus, if it's your first time betting with FanDuel, you can also enjoy 30-1 odds on any team in the wild card to win after using promo code JANJ. You can turn a $5 bet into $150. Remember to use promo code JANJ so they know we sent you. That's J&J. Exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max bonus $100. Plus 400 odds or longer wager required. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Let's talk about an even more awkward and listless gathering of celebrities than the Lakers. We were among the people who were really blown away by the video clip of Ye, Julia Fox, Madonna, Antonio Brown, and fucking Floyd. I don't want to call it partying, but hanging out in the same room. Tyler, what was the first thing that popped into your head when you saw that video clip?
That famous people look boring as fuck. You can't – the famous people only look fun when they're around non-famous people because they know how to move in those situations when everyone is, like, enamored with them. When you put a bunch of famous motherfuckers together, you're going to get boring-ass shit like that. That shit looked like hell. Like, Metro Adlib, one of my favorite tweeters, she tweeted, "Everyone in this video needs to go home to their families."
Yes!
And that was that the most perfect analysis I've seen of that shit.
Not a laugh was had in that room. Not a real one. You know what I mean? Like, that shit looked. I've never seen fame look so. I mean, fame seems trash in general, but it looked way more trash than normal in there. And these aren't just like
fame. Always looks trash. Fame looked boring there.
Right. You know exactly. But these aren't just normal famous people. Like, you know what I'm saying? These are like the famous amongst famous people. And it just, you know, like, and it looked boring as fuck, bro. Like, zero out of ten. I want no part of that.
Recommend.
not even 2 for 12, nigga.
The only person,
you know what I'm saying? Over. You feel me? Fuck that shit.
The only person who looked like they were having fun was Madonna. Which Madonna is probably always having fun. I don't know.
And Madonna would be the same person at home by herself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and nobody, you know.
Feeling up on her cat. You know what I mean? Like, just whatever.
All right, Mike.
Not what I meant.
Reel it in, Bubba. This is a family pod.
Not what I meant.
Filling up with her cat.
let's Let's talk about a film that had a looks much more interesting to us, which is The Velocipaster.
I can't wait to watch that shit today. I cannot fucking wait.
We're doing, normally we do book club, movie club, all that type of stuff. We normally do that during the off season, but Shar sent me this last night. This was a movie someone made for $35,000. It's a movie about a pastor who has who I think goes to China and gains the ability to turn into a velociraptor to fight crime. Did you see this still from the movie?
Yes. With that fucking Mighty Morphin Power Ranger looking ass velociraptor. Sign me up for this shit. I cannot wait for this bullshit. I know it's going to be good and terrible.
So we're going to watch this today. We'll actually talk about the movie on the next podcast. But John, what were you about to say?
4.5 stars. And I don't think it's because it's good. I think it's because it does exactly what it's supposed to do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're not signing up for good with Velocipaster. You know what I mean? Like, we're signing up for fun. And I think it's going to be fun as fuck, bro.
It got 4.5 stars because it gets the people going.
That's what
it's supposed to do. So several people, after I tweeted that out, responded that people are being haters because it's a 5-star movie.
You know, for sure, there were some serious film critics bringing that fucking rating down. You know, everyone who watched it, who signed up for exactly what they knew it was, gave that bitch 5 stars. You know that shit.
For sure. And there's some people like, this isn't Sharknado. This is bad, good movieing.
Tyler said in the group chat that Velocipaster was reverse engineered. They came up with the title, you know what I mean, and then made the movie. And if you have a title like Velocipaster, you have to make the movie for that. You know what I'm saying?
And if you had an idea like that and you felt like you had to make the movie, $35,000 is about what you could put on 4 or 5 credit cards to make the movie.
Bro, this is going to be great. This is going to be great.
I'm excited. All right, everyone check out Velocipaster. It's on Amazon Prime. I think if you have Prime, you don't have to pay for it, but the rental's like $4 otherwise. But we're for sure. I'm watching that tonight. I cannot
make wait. Make it $10, bro. Take my money, please.
I want to support causes that really mean something to me.
Bro,
like shitty movies
and good
dinosaurs.
Fun is better than good, bro. Want fun, and I know Velocipaster, it will be fun. That's all that matters.
All right, that's all the time we have for today on Jenkins and Jones. Hope everyone has a good Monday, and we'll catch you guys on Thursday when we're back. Bye.
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 Let's pray for Westbrook.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.